Wildcats of Carlisle in their very much Southern Cal looking uniforms. All white, red helmets, gold trim, red numbers. And here's the kick. And it hits at the 20. It's picked up at the 7, at the 20. And he's going to be hit hard at the 26 and knocked out of bounds by Stephen McCurdy. First and 10 for our guest from Carlisle. Dwayne?
So 17-yard return there from McMillan up the left-hand side of the field. So they will take over, take the ball with their first possession, ball on the 26. Number 7, Jordan Pierce, just a sophomore, breaks huddle. They're going to send two receivers wide to the right. We've got two backs behind McMillan and Herb. Tight end comes back in tight. And here's a snap to Pierce. Turns and hands off to the second back through. Tries to go over the right-hand side. That has been a play all year that has not worked for any offense. They have not been able to run on the edges against Sheraton. And no, tonight that first play only goes for about 3 yards.
Tyler Nance in with the stop, was the first man to hit, then wrapped up as well by my boy Zach McElroy. And nice job there.
Second down and 7. Ball just shy of the 30. Pierce under center. Turn and hands to the first back through. Bounces off and across the 40, across the 50. Other 40 down to the 35. Brought down by Lang.
Lang, yep.
The offensive line of Carlisle opened up a big hole for McMillan to just bounce and bounce his way, and then there was Green, and Lang just grabbed a hold of a jersey and eventually drug him down.
He had one chance.
Yep.
One chance, and if he doesn't get that, it's 6 points for Carlisle.
35-yard carry for McMillan.
It was big.
One receiver left. Two in the backfield. Turn. Fakes the handoff. Now rolling to his right. Throws the ball across and in and out of the hands of number 33, Noah Smith. Incomplete on first down.
The five spot. Quinn Storm doing a nice job of staying with him all the way around there, and was had to do with the fact that he wasn't able to make that reception.
Good coverage by a Storm there. Second down and 10. Ball just shy of the 35-yard line. Carlisle in Sheraton territory early here in the first quarter. Here's the snap, turn, fakes the handoff. Gets a second back and across the 35 down to the 30. Went off right, tried to go around the right-hand side on that play. Pickup of 5 yards for Herb.
Zach McElroy again on that one. And, of course, wrapped up by a whole bunch, but McElroy was a nice stop there to lead the way.
Sheraton, really, they're not spending a whole lot of time in the huddle. They get their play in and move it right out. Split out wide left is 80, Hydorn. Here's the snap, and they're going to throw on a seam pattern. That's complete. All the way down inside the 10-yard line.
Number 18.
Number 18.
It goes to
Brandon Boyd, just a sophomore. It was in at the tight end spot and just went straight up the seam, and Pierce connected. So picked up the first down there. It's going to be first and goal. Ball on the 7. Clock moving with 10:07 to play here in the first quarter. Pierce under center. Low under center. Snap and give to the first back through. That's Herb. Picks up a couple across the 5 down. Short of the 4, but across the 5-yard line, Mark.
So no score, 9:46 left to play. Second and goal from the 5. And ball just beyond the 5. Beautiful night for football. Coach Schmeiser urging his team on.
Carlisle breaks huddle. Pierce under center. Turns and hands off to McMillan over the right side. Touchdown McMillan. 5-yard carry. 9:23 to play in the first.
So, Carlisle draws the first blood in tonight's action, up 6-0, 9:23 left to play, and they'll come on for the extra point. Looks like number 56 is their kicker. He is... Oh, yeah, Jose Fuente. Remember him from last year. Here's the kick. It's up, and it's...
Good by a mile.
By a lot, yes. So a good start off for Carlisle, and unfortunately not a great start off for the Sheraton Chargers. North Ridge Assisted Living, as we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. North Ridge Assisted Living has created an environment which combines and celebrates the memorable aspects of life and creates a new experience in the comfortable, home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Northridge has a warm and caring staff that offers assistance for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. And Dwayne, I know you haven't been out to Northridge, but it is a beautiful facility. And I've been out there for a number of things. The apartments are gorgeous. The staff is wonderful, and the meals are top-notch. It's a great place for assisted living. Tonight's game also brought to you by Piper's Candy. Piper's Candy is perfect for any occasion. They make candy, they wrap candy, they ship candy. They have a fresh deli, fresh donuts, and they're a grocer. Part of Sheraton's community and landmark for visitors, Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square. Fuente sets up the ball on the 50-yard line, gets ready to boot this one, and the Chargers will get the ball for the first time tonight. It's a nice, long, flat kick picked up at the 15. Now at the 20 and the 25 and at the 30 and brought down. Was that Dylan Sanders?
It was Dylan Sanders on the return.
Dylan Sanders, nice job on that one. So Sheraton will have a chance to come on out.
Start off with pretty good field position here on their own 31, Mark.
So Sheraton, first and 10 from the 31, trailing by 7-0, man in motion is Lang. They fake the handoff to Lang as he goes by, and it's carried forward by the quarterback, Christian Bankson, back to the line of scrimmage. No gain, and second down and 10. 9 minutes even on the clock.
You know, that's not a play that we've seen very often this year, just quarterback keeper.
Yeah, and it was looked like it was designed from the get-go.
Yeah, yep.
Bankston, the quarterback, from the pistol, takes the snap, back to pass. He's to his left, across the middle, looking for Lang, and there's no receptions over his head by quite a bit. Looks like not where he was supposed to be.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a missed pattern. It didn't look like the ball came out okay, and Christian threw it where he intended to. It wasn't tipped. It didn't look like it was high.
It just wasn't where.
And he
hasn't missed too many like that this year.
No, he really hasn't. So a little miscommunication out there brings up third and 10.
Twins left, twins right. Back, no, they hand it off to McCurdy up the middle. North and South takes it ahead to the 34. Going to bring up a fourth down and a 7 or 8. We expect to see Charlie Palmer coming onto the field to kick this one away, but we'll see. I don't see him there yet.
I know we always...
Actually, T.J. Hawkins is going to kick here, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And he has done that in the past, but not this year. So look for the fake. Nope, they give it to Hawkinson. He boosts this one, and it's quite a kick all the way down to the 35-yard line where it's picked up. And off to the races, Quinn Storm saves another one. Looks like about a 20-yard run back.
And that was McMillan. McMillan's already had a heck of a night. So I would like to, you know, we have listeners all over the United States and all over the world. I don't do this very often, but take an opportunity to say hi to the kids back in Des Moines that I know are listening tonight. My niece and nephew, Zach and Lizzie, and my son, Lucas, I know are listening. So hi, guys.
Hi, guys. good to have you listening in. Hand off up the middle. I think it's McMillan again. He takes it, and he has got every kid on the Sheraton team trying to drag him down, and he at least 10 of them, and he takes it ahead for an 8-yard gain, maybe 9.
And that was student body right.
Man,
there was no question about it. That was all they were going to do.
Well, if you've ever seen a rugby scrum, that's what that. So is that how you say that?
Yep, that was exactly the picture that it was.
Only with helmets.
Yeah.
Only by sane people.
Pierce breaks huddle, goes low under to take the snap again. Takes the handoff and pitches to Herb around the left-hand side. He's off to the races. 10, 5, touchdown, Herb, 43 yards.
Yikes. 43 yards in for the touchdown with 7:05 left to play. And it's 13-0, Carlisle. You know, in the past years, we've had some issues with giving up the big play, and that hasn't been the case this year. But, boy, that's a couple of big plays we've given up there.
Fuentes in to attempt the point after, and a high snap is just taken by Herb. All he could do was grab hold of the ball and slide down. And
Benny Kinnan, the little cannon, puts him on his back and makes sure that he doesn't go anywhere with it.
So we're now 13-0, Carlisle.
Dwayne, the Felderman family, Ben Franklin on the north side of the Sheraton Square, is ready for fall. I stopped in after school to do a little work, and we're putting up the artificial flowers of all the fall decor. We've got a big section for Halloween as well, and actually even starting to get out the poinsettias. So we're ready for fall.
But you're looking for fall decorations. If you're looking for Halloween decorations.
Yeah, Felderman family, Ben Franklin. At 907 Braden is your place to go there. The place is just bursting with new products, more arriving every day. Sam has got the shelves stocked with everything you need, and gifts and accessories for the season. Fall, Halloween, Thanksgiving, even Christmas. Ben Franklin is your store for high-quality Melissa and Doug toys. 25% off all Melissa and Doug toys in October.
I saw that sale on Facebook. You should follow Felderman Family Ben Franklin on Facebook.
You should.
I do.
Over 500 people do. So you're in good company.
I'm always in good company when I'm up here with you.
Oh, you are.
Here is the kickoff, Fuentes. And off we go. High spiral. Taken, dropped, now picked up by McCurdy. Back across the 15, almost to the 20. Gang tackle.
That's a 15. I would have been tempted to let that one bounce and see if it goes into the end zone because it hit him on the chest at the one.
Yeah.
So we'll be. Did you notice Fuentes' shoes?
No.
Fuentes had his bright blue, sky blue shoes in clashing contrast to the cardinal and gold of the uniforms of the Wildcats. They give it off to Lang on that counter play. He cuts it up the field, and he's not going anywhere. I tell you what, the Carlisle defense looks like they've been studying the Sheraton playbook, and nothing's worked so far. And they've run about, you know, every different play.
Well, and Sheraton's calling plays that have worked successfully for them, regardless of who they've played. When they've run that counter play, it's worked. When they've run the draw play on third down, they've picked up 12 yards on it.
Back to pass. Looking to the near sideline, and we got Lang, and Lang brings it down for a 15-yard gain and a first down for the Sheraton Chargers.
There we go. That's better.
DeLang me.
What a really nice play. I mean, this was when they talk about, we watch an NFL game, and we talk about them throwing back shoulder. He, you know, ran his defender off, turned around, came back for it, made a really nice catch along the sideline.
Twins right, hand off to McCurdy. He takes it around the right side, picks up maybe 3 yards on that one. He's wrapped up, brought down hard, second down and 7. 4-yard gain, second down and 6.
Yeah, and really had a head of steam behind him on that one. And that was a power run by McCurdy. And Yeah, now we're moving in the right direction.
Well, you tend to say running downhill.
That's exactly right.
We were watching a little bit of the NFL game the other day, and they kept saying that. My wife said, how is he running downhill? Isn't that field flat? I thought it was flat. Twins right, twins left, out to Lang on the screen pass and in and out of the hands of Derrick, and falls to the ground, brings up a third down and seven. Ball on the 34, our score 13-0 with 5:41 left to play here in the first quarter. It's been all Carlisle up to now. Carlisle with a couple of big plays, got on the board with two touchdowns, missed one extra point on a bad snap. Twins to the right, wide to the left, back to pass. Christian Bankson looks downfield and in and out of the hands of the always steady receiver, T.J. Hockenson. T.J. Hockenson is, I was told today, just a couple of passes away from a school season record. And so
he has, I can tell you, where he's currently standing.
He has a lot.
He's got a lot. 47 receptions, 731 yards.
Hockenson in the punt. Here's the kick. It's a nice high end over end. And a fair catch is taken by Herb. And so the ball will be downed at the 34-yard line for the Carlisle Wildcats. First and 10 from the 34. 66 yards to go, first score. So 5:30 left to play. The ball switches hands. Tonight's game is being brought to you by Piersbacher Funeral Home and by Windstream. It'll be first and 10 for the Wildcats. Pierce comes in from the sideline and carries his own play.
And, you know, the other thing that's kind of interesting, they break huddle here, and Pierce sets up so low behind the center. I don't know that I've ever seen anyone set up quite so low. Here's the hand, stood up right at the line. Herb on the carry, going to be for a loss of one. Big, really nice job there out of Alec Reynolds. In on the tackle there, as well as our boy Zach McElroy. Really doing a nice job.
Iowa State fans, you have to be a pretty serious fan to remember this. Seneca Wallace used to set up like that, way low. I mean,
he does. Now that you say that, Wallace did do that, but he's really low on the crouch. Here's a pitch outside to Irv on
the
right hand side and runs out of bounds, runs over the six. Delbert doing a nice job getting out of the way, dropped it, and
Andrew Linderman out of the way as well. So good job by the chain gang. They're blocking the back right in front of the white hat, and I don't know how in the world he couldn't find his flag or what.
That's a point of attack block that makes that play.
Yeah, I mean, we talk all the time about a flag thrown on something that has nothing to do with the play,
but that was should have been a penalty on a play that should have affected. So here's the snap. Pierce keeps it himself and is tackled well behind the line of scrimmage. Going to be a bootlegger or quarterback keeper of some sort, but Chargers not fooled there. Lost, and that's going to bring up fourth down and at least seven, a long seven, ball on their own 36-yard line.
So there is justice in the world. That was Zach McElroy and Pavel Garbazov in on that stop.
Hydorn back to punt. Here it is. End over end. Takes a Carlisle bounce. McCurdy takes it at the 20. Back to the 25. Still on his feet.
There's a flag.
And I think there's a face mask on the far side.
So I hope so. That's what it was.
They're going to spot it at the 26. And then we will see what kind of result there is from the white hat. Last time I was here, this field was a muddy mess, and it's whoever our crown crew is here has really done a nice job getting this field back into shape. It looks really nice.
It looks nice.
Here's the signal.
Face mask, you were right.
Foul face mask against Carlisle, so that's going to cost
about
them
15.
That's ball spot on the 40, so that's where the Chargers will take it.
And spot on the 40. I mean, the nose is right on there. Tyler Nance will send her the ball for the Sheraton Chargers from the pistol. We give it back, and Christian Bankston rolls to his right. He's looking downfield. Oh! He had Derek Lang and just off his fingertips, and he had some room to run had he been able to do it, and Lang can run. That young man has some serious wheels on him. But instead of 6 points, it's a second down and 10.
Yep, and Lang came from the far side of the formation and ran straight up the field and then post back towards the middle, and he'd still be running.
Yeah.
If he'd hit him in stride. Clock stopped at 3:56.
A quick swing pass out to Lang and hits him in the hands and drops. And we haven't seen drop passes like we've seen tonight all season. And I mean, there have been very catchable balls.
There have been three drops so far, and we've played whole games where there weren't three drops.
I mean, it's one thing when you overthrow, but that ball was right on the money. 13-0, our score. It brings up a third down and 10. Back in the pocket, looking downfield for Hawkinson. And Hawkinson makes the catch, and he has a first down and takes it all the way down to the 41-yard line of Carlisle. I have to say, that catch was dedicated to Tim Bellich. The first catch. I can't help it. I just said, kind of like, you know, the kid that gets a home run hit by Babe Ruth. But Twins right, Twins left, Lang in motion, fade to hand off to Lang, hand off to McCurdy. And Christian Bankston keeps it himself and takes it ahead to about the 36-yard line and pick up a 5. Second down and 5. 3:22 left to play here in the first quarter. 13-0. Sheraton trailing Carlisle. Now you can go ahead and go. You don't remember what you were going to say, do you?
No.
It's okay.
I mean, it was a nice catch by TJ. There was some contact before, but he was created by TJ. He just shouldered him out of the way a little bit and then turned around and caught the ball.
Now, Hawkinson in at the tight end position. Nice job of blocking. And they handed off to the little cannon, Ben Kinnunen, and he gets met at the line of scrimmage and pushed back. We'll see where the spot is, but I think it's going to be right back to the line of scrimmage. So two backs in the backfield along with Bankston at this one, and I was watching in particular TJ at the tight end position here on the near side, on the right side. Nice job in blocking. In fact, the entire line, Alec Reynolds and Chase Alton-Hoffman and Trevin Nance and Evan Havoc, all did a really nice job of setting it up. Now coming from the left to the right was Lang. You give it to McCurdy up the middle, and McCurdy goes nowhere. It goes, in fact, loss of 1 yard. It's going to bring up a fourth down and 6. I think you got to go for it here, though, Dwayne. You're at the or do you pin them back? You got to pin them back at the. But they've been running these guys back. I mean, unless you try to aim for the corner and kick it out of bounds.
Right. That's the thing. But they are going to go for it. So Hawkinson split wide left. That's going to be your hands man in this situation.
Oh.
Snap to Bankston, throws across the middle, out of the hands of, it was Hawkinson who had come across, and there was just a mess in the middle of the field. Christian kept the play alive, broke a tackle, and then tossed it across the middle, but incomplete, and the ball's going to go over on downs.
Joey Hines from Carlisle, he really did cause that whole thing. He was the one that Christian ducked it, but Christian never had a chance to set up and really, really look over the field. And so he only went to his one receiver, and that was it. Carlisle has the ball. First and 10, ball on the 37-yard line. They're going to pass over the middle, and there was absolutely no – well, there were guys in the area. It was not a not a grounding, but it was.
Yeah, pass was intended for Brian Robertson, but
he wasn't working for it.
I don't think he was. I mean, that was a timing play there. There was nothing there.
What the heck was that?
You know, no, it was good coverage by the Chargers is what it was. There was, you know.
Minute and a half left to play here in the first quarter. Sheraton still trailing 13-0. Carlisle with the ball. Second down, 10. Ball on the 37.
Pierce under center. Turns and gets to...
Oh, ball.
Loose ball, and it's picked up by Zach McElroy. He's going back, breaks the tackle, 5. Touchdown, Zach McElroy. Touchdown, Sheraton Chargers.
Yumbo! Sheraton's on the board.
It's Yumbo time.
And this is the second week in a row that we have picked up a fumble and run it back down there. Last week it didn't get all the way into the end zone, but this week it does. And that can be a real game changer right there. So Sheraton back in this ball game, trailing 13-6, 1:19 left to play. Edward Rodigan in for the extra point. Aaron Kane is going to be your holder. There's the call for it. It's down. It's up. And it's good. And, I mean, they did everything they could to block that one. And it wasn't to be. Sheraton Chargers are on the board. 7 points for the Chargers with 1:19 left to play. Trailing now 13-7. That's back in this ball game. Tonight's game brought to you by Mack Hardware. Mack Hardware on Highway 34, bypassing Sheraton, is having a Milwaukee Tools. Yeah, this is so cool, Dwayne. A Milwaukee Tools trade-in event on October 26th from 1 a.m. until 2 p.m. A Milwaukee representative will be on hand to demonstrate new fuel tools and taking your trade-in. Isn't that fun?
1 a.m.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
There you go.
And tonight's Charger football game is being brought to you by the First Baptist Church of Russell, Iowa. Pastor Marshall Zeldeman invites you to Sunday school for adults as well as children at 9:45 and Sunday worship at 10:45 a.m. Wednesday nights, it's Truth for Kids from 6:30 to 8 p.m. and adult prayer meeting at 7 p.m. First Baptist Church of Russell, Iowa. Join us this Sunday.
Tonight's game also brought to you by Midwest Heritage Bank in Sheraton and all over the Midwest, a Hy-Vee company, and you can find Midwest Heritage Bank branches in many, many Hy-Vee stores. Here's the kick. It goes out of bounds. The flag goes up, and we'll see whether we're going to kick it again or whether the ball's going to go off on the 35-yard line. We just got a text from one of our favorite fans, Amy Johnson in Des Moines. Yumbo! Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Amy.
So, illegal procedure is the official call against Sheraton on the kickoff going out of bounds. Carlisle takes it, opts to take the ball on their own 35.
Early in the ball game, Pella 7, Oskaloosa nothing. So that's a big game that for the district championship, pretty much.
Carl puts one right.
Ooh.
Snap and hand off to McMullen. Carries across the 40, 45 down to the 47-yard line. So 12-yard pickup for McMullen on first down.
That was a nice job of the line opened a little hole for him, but then once he got through the line, it was all him, and he did a very nice job of running.
Yep, that was carrying guys for yards after tackle. Pierce under center, turns the hands off to McMullen again. Nope, my fault. Bounce to Herb around the right-hand side. The fake to McMullen, hand off to Herb. No gain trying to go over right tackle.
Brad Cutsinger in on that one. Quinn Storm also in on that one. The little cannon, Ben Kinnan in. Helped out that one. And did I say Brad Cutsinger?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
BK in on that one as well.
And I know why Pierce gets so low. It's very difficult to pick up the ball. There is the handoff to Herb, and he is off to the races around the right-hand side. Breaks one tackle. Gone. 48 yards. 52 yards.
And, again, we've not seen this season where they've given up the big plays, and that's the third big play given up to tonight. So that makes our score 19-7 with 28.3 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. Danny Swartout enjoying the game right in front of us here. Fuentes in for the point out. No, they're going to go for two. Going to go for two, Dwayne. Try to make it.
Okay, so Pierce in under center. Two backs behind him, and we've got a flag. From the side judge. We'll wait for the signal. Seems to be illegal. The offense lined up offside.
Does that make a difference on whether you try to kick it or go for it? Doesn't look like it, does it?
It sure doesn't look like it, but I have to think Fuentes could be good from about 40 tonight, the way he was kicked already. But Pierce in under center. Turn, fakes the handoff back to pass, flushed out of the pocket.
We got a flag.
But then we've got a flag.
Nice job by Ben Kinnan again.
And Pavel Garbazov in on the tackle there as well. And then we've got a hold on the offense that will make the point after attempt no good. You're going to wave that off. And so that brings our score to 19 for Carlisle.
If I was making the rules for next year, if I was making some of them, I would like to see a hold on a play like that be assessed on the kickoff. That, you know, I just think that would be a good improvement, because really there's not a whole lot of.
There's no reason not to.
Yeah. In the second quarter, Pekin, 62, Southeast Warren, Zippo. Pella now up 14-0 over Oski. So as we get ready to wind down the first quarter, there's 28 seconds left to play. Carlisle now up 19-7. And Sheraton not out of this by a long shot, but Sheraton's got to get something going on the offense. 7 points up on the board were put up by the defense. And really haven't seen anything out of the Sheraton offense yet tonight.
You know what I was going to say about Fuentes is blue shoes. If he was playing on Sunday in the NFL, it would cost him $10,500.
Is that what the fine is for having?
That's a uniform violation.
Does it have to be the same as the uniform?
There are approved shoes with your uniform, and there are then unapproved shoes.
Are there brands that are approved?
I don't know. I'll continue this story after Fuentes is kicked here. And it is a sideways athletic spinner, and it bounces on the goal line and is a touchback.
And there's really no wind factor out there at all. There's a cool factor, but not a wind factor.
No.
And he's booting that, you know, to the end zone with no wind help at all.
That's all leg. Brandon Marshall drew a $10,000 fine for wearing these neon green shoes on Thursday night.
Okay, did somebody not tell him about that?
Oh, he knew, and he knew he was going to get the fine, but he then donated another $10,500 to his charity, his foundation for
Twins right, twins left. Hand off to McCurdy around the right side.
Out of way.
And he picks up about nine. It depends on what his spot is, but it's going to be close to a first down.
So the foundation is for mental health issues, and so that's what he was trying to raise awareness of, and was more than happy to donate an extra $10,000 to the foundation.
This is going to be the end of the first quarter. As the clock winds down and our score at the end of the first quarter, Carlisle 19, Sheraton 7. Real quickly on this, do they not know, who do these fine, does the money go to when they fine somebody $10,000?
I think it goes to the league.
Like, they don't have any money.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, how about you donate that to Sheraton High School tennis team? You know, let's do something like that. Tonight's game being brought to you by Smith and Body Shop. I tell you what, I have dealt with Smith Body Shop a couple of times, and when they have problems, when you have problems, they're the people to take it to. They do a really, really great job. And, of course, the Hy-Vee right here in Sheraton, one-stop shopping for everything you need. Yep.
And also by CNC Custom Cycle in Sheraton. They're having their model year-end clearance sale on all new 2013 and prior model year Arcat, CF Moto, Kawasaki, Polaris, Suzuki, and Yamaha ATVs and motorcycles.
That's easy for you to say.
For the off-road recreational vehicle enthusiast, I can't tell you how much I would have wished that I had read this before I started. You can take it home for a new Yamaha Raptor for a low $399 APR for 36 months.
They hand off to Ben Kinnunen, who takes it off up the middle as we now go from our right to the left, picks up 17 yards on that, all the way to the 47. Boy, they did that fast.
They didn't waste any time at all.
We're sitting here reading this commercial, and they go right to the right. They must have found out that we didn't have commercials queued up, and so they didn't need the TV timeout.
There is no media timeout here in Sheraton tonight. It's all us all the time.
The ball is carried for a half-yard loss. So second down, 11 ball on the 45. Sheraton trailing 19-7 to Carlisle. We're just underway here in the second quarter of play. 11:15 left to play on the clock. Man in motion is Hawkinson with those bright orange, pink undershirt. They pass to Kinnunen on the right side and in and out of Ben's hand. And I tell you what, it must be colder out there than it is here, because we have not had this kind of problem all night. And Christian's stats are going from outstanding to, I mean, it all counts as a completion if you hit him in the hands. It's because Christian's putting the ball right where it's catchable.
That was a catchable pass. So, but regardless, third down and 11, 11:05 clock moving here in the second quarter.
Christian Bankson to his right. Hits, there we go, bang on the far side. He's tackled out of bounds at the 44-yard line. So they move into the Carlisle territory, and it is the first down. The ball is going to be marked at the 44-yard line, under 11 to play in the first half.
Well, and that was a really nice job by Kinnunen, really looking the ball in and taking care of it by Lang, and another nice pass by Christian on that completion. That pass would have been good anywhere.
Hand off to Kinnunen up the middle, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage and picks up another three beyond that. So Kinnunen keep moving. The Black Bear from Maine brings it on in and does a nice job. Hunter Storm brings the play in from the sideline. Christian Bankson goes to the huddle, sets it up. He's joined in the backfield by Stephen McCurdy. Wide to the left is Lang. Wide to the right is Storm. Back to pass. Now scrambling for his life.
Just run.
Run with the ball, tuck it in, and he takes it up across the 30. Knocked out of bounds at about the 29-yard line or so. It's going to be enough for a first down, regardless of where they put it. Give him a good spot at about the 27-yard line.
And a really nice job. And a nice job with some downfield blocking as well to make sure that he had more than enough opportunity. But he had to run for about 25 or 26 yards to get those 12.
Nice job. First down and 10 from the 27, 10 minutes, 12 seconds left to go, and we've got all kinds of people running forward as they would have on the snap, but the ball never got snapped.
Everybody else was on 2, but the center, I think, there was on 3.
Okay, we got a timeout by somebody. We'll see if it's charged to Carlisle. Brings up a first down and 15. Ball now on the 32. Tonight's game brought to you by Danco Sporting Goods in Centerville. Really nice selection of sporting goods there. By Judd's Ranch House in Lacona, where Brian Storm owes me a dinner. And so I can't wait for that. I haven't eaten up there, but I'm told that that the food up there is just really outstanding. And by Hanson, Iowa Realty, Betty Hanson just does a nice job of, if you need your commercial real estate, your farm, your home to be sold, she's the lady to talk to, and just a great selection. You can go online to iowarealty.com, click on Sheraton, and you'll get Betty Hanson there. And she's got a full staff right on the square. She's a fine lady. Brings up a first down and 15, ball on the 32. 10 minutes, 12 seconds left to play. Now the snap back to Bankston. He's got a little more time, but now he's on running for his life again. He's got Hawkinson, and not incomplete. He was on his way for 6 points and had to slow down just a little bit, and a good defense on him.
But pass was broken up. The ball got there, and the defender did a nice job right at the end, putting the hand between TJ's and breaking it up and causing the incompletion there. So second down and 15, ball spot at the 32.
Ruffalo, Iowa. We're joined up in the booth here for a interview, a halftime interview, by Ben Schooley, head basketball coach and junior high football coach as well. But I want to talk some basketball, but first tell me about your junior high season.
Well, junior high season is over. It was a season where the eighth grade group we have a little bit small, so we don't have a lot of numbers. But they showed improvement all year. Our record wasn't great. We were 1-4. But they showed steady improvement throughout the season. So
that's what you want.
That's absolutely what you want. Seventh grade group, which I helped with as well, they did well. They were 4-1, I think, or 4-2. So seventh grade group had a nice season as well. So
very good. Hey, let's talk some basketball. We are not that far away from the start of the basketball season. We got it seems unfair to ask you about how the team came together, but you've had lots of open gyms, and you had boys that played some AAU and a lot of people going to camps, and you had team camp going this summer when you went up to Oskaloosa and got to play. So not so much like in the olden days when the coach was totally clueless on the first day of practice of what the squad was going to look like. Tell us what your expectations are.
Well, I tell you what, first and foremost, you're absolutely right. I was pleased because a lot of guys bought in this offseason through the summer months and got into open gyms and worked out, and we got some kids playing AAU, and that's the key in high school basketball anymore. I know it's probably cliche, but it's year-round. I mean, these kids, if you want to be good, you got to play year-round, and we've had four or five kids who have really bought into that, and because of that, we're excited about the season that's coming up because I know the kids are excited about it. They want to get it going, but have high expectations, that's for sure.
First game is the first week in December. I think the third Pleasantville, maybe?
I-35
is the first game. But when's practice start?
November 18th is the first day we can officially have practice. Everything's a week later this year. Football started a week later, basketball's a week later. So November 18th will be our first time to practice. We'll still have open gyms from now until then, but November 18th is our first.
Tell me, you know, what you've seen so far. Who's looking like they're going to make a difference? And you know, the community. Ben, you're in a position. The community has high expectations this year.
Yeah, and you know, no one places higher expectations on us than we do on ourselves, and that's good. We welcome high expectations. High expectations in Sheraton basketball hasn't always been hand in hand.
That's not been in the same sentence.
So we welcome that. You know, we've got three returning starters in Derek Lang and T.J. Hawkinson and Willie Federman. Those are the three guys that will be returning for us. And so obviously it starts right there. And you know, to be honest, we got some big holes to fill. Bryce Cunningham was an excellent player for us. Alex Rye was an excellent player for us. And so we got some big shoes to fill. Christian Bankston played some minutes for us last year. To be honest with you, that was it though. So Just like every other team in the conference, we have holes to fill as well. And the thing I'm most excited about is we have a group of kids that work really hard. And they'll come in on Monday, November 18th, and we'll go to work, because you can talk about expectations and all the aspirations you want to do, but if you don't come in and work, then it won't matter. But the exciting thing is I know they will.
Yeah, I've seen some open gym going in, and I haven't ever seen the whole squad together at one time. But some of these guys are mid-season form already.
Yeah, and, you know, that just comes from the amount of basketball that they play. And you're absolutely right. Some of these guys have they play a ton of basketball in the offseason, and you're right. Some of them, like Willie, has really worked hard on his body to get in the weight room, and he's really transformed his body, and he's going to be a lot more of a physical player than he was last year. He was a player that sometimes shied away from physical play at times, and I don't see that being the case this year.
So either.
So that's exciting, and like we said, Derek and TJ have also been working, and you know what, I'd be remiss to say that, you know, we've had other kids too. We've had a good senior group. They didn't play a lot of varsity last year. They played some JV, and we're going to have huge expectations for them this year.
Well, and you say expectations, but not just expectations, but they're going to be in a put up or shut up time. Reynolds,
yep.
Is going to have. I mean, there's going to be some. You gotta come forward. Hunter Storm's going to have to play hard. Quinn Storm will probably come up and play some.
Yep. Brett Breda.
Yeah.
So.
And Brett Breda, you know, has always got that dead eye shot, you know, and so you've got some boys there that if anybody gets in foul trouble or they're in a position where they're going to have to play, and they're going to have to play well.
You're absolutely right, and you were right. You listed a group of seniors. We're going to have a great group of seniors, and it's like you said, Ben Moret, Alec Reynolds. They've also bought in the summer and really worked on their game, so, and we're going to count on them. So
got to do it. All right. So the first game is against I-35 here or there?
It will be at I-35, and they're a good team. They've got a really, really good point guard.
The football team's getting pounded right now,
yeah.
By Albia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're getting pounded. But
they'll be better in basketball, I'm sure.
Very good. Well, Ben, tell me who your assistant coaches are.
JV coach is the same. Jay Piersbaker will be our JV coach. Freshman coach this year will be Kelly Lynch. Dan Reynolds will obviously be helping out. Chad Lynch will help some too. And our junior high coaches are Brian Zimmer will be our 8th grade coach, and our 7th grade coach is Mike Jones. So
sounds like a great coaching staff top to bottom.
Absolutely.
Hey, thanks a lot for joining us.
No problem.
You're always ready to play, talk some basketball.
Yeah, and you know what, we're in this game too.
Yeah.
Get a few stops, we might be right there. It's an exciting football game. So thank you very much.
Thanks, man. Ben Schooley, the head basketball coach at Sheraton High School. And want to mention again some of our sponsors, Windstream, First Baptist Church of Russell, Piersbacher Funeral Home, and the Mom and Pop Convenience Store in Lucas. We will be back with the second half of this football game. You got anything you want to say before we go to break here?
No, sir.
All right. So we're going to call it. We're going to take a little bit of a break here. We got about 8 minutes to go until the teams come back on the field, and we'll be looking for a strong second half by the Chargers. Halftime score, Carlisle 19, Sheraton 7. Mark Felderman and Dwayne Johnson, what, you pointing at something?
We're back after this. All the scores?
One station. Johnson, Brian Storm back at Reynolds Field, home of the Chargers, where Sheraton trails at the half 19-7, and this is a big game. If Sheraton can come back and win this game, Sheraton's in the playoffs. Sheraton loses this game, Sheraton's not in the playoffs. It's as simple as that. And so far, the offense has been a little anemic. They haven't been able to – they've had a couple of good plays. They've had a couple of big pass plays. But it's
kind of been fits and starts. It's been a little bit of a little bit here and there, but they have really not been able to put together a big drive or a consistent sustained drive. They scored on a big play,
but the defense scored.
The defense scored on a big play, and the offense had one big pass play down the far right-hand side for about 35 yards. But other than that, then weren't able to capitalize on that. Turned the ball over on downs as deep as they got into Carlisle territory towards the end of the first half there. Ball about the 22-yard line, but weren't able to convert on fourth down. So
Sheraton looking to they will get the ball at the beginning of the second half. Sheraton kicked off at the in the first half, so it'll be a Chargers ball to start off. And the Sheraton team out on the field. We haven't seen the Carlisle team. Oh yeah, they're on the field. My bad. They're on the far side.
They're huddled together on the far side. They didn't take the field at all. They took the sideline really quietly.
But on the field, the Sheraton band with a very nice presentation.
You know, I will say this. The progression from game one when we first saw the Sheraton band, and, you know, they just kind of, you know, shuffled out and just played wearing their street clothes, to now, and they look good, they sound good, and you know, again, like you said, a strong performance out of the, and the improvement from game one to game six here over the course of the semester, they've done a nice job.
You certainly don't want it to be the case that Sheraton. Okay, there's no way to put it's nice. Number one, Herb, who's their star runner. The report is that he is not playing in the second half.
Well, he was shaken up and
shaken up pretty good.
Pretty good, and if it was a concussion, he can't come back until they get a doctor's note. So if that was the case, and it looked like
he sat back down,
he got up off the ground and sat back down. All indications from that kind of reaction, and they are ultra careful at the high school level about concussions.
And they should be.
And really, yeah, need to be. So if that's the case, their primary running back, who's got touchdowns of 43 and 52 yards, out for the remainder of the game, if that holds true.
So Carlisle is ready to kick off. I'm going to turn my headsets over to Brian Storm for the third quarter.
Hey, Brian. So ready to kick off is Jose Fuentes. And there it is, a high end-over-end kick, not as long as we have seen, taken at the 22-yard line, returned back across the 25.
That's Dylan Sanders, Dwayne, number 21, sophomore.
And did a nice job. That's a tough kick to field as high as it is, about as high as a punt unit would normally see.
Sanders got a couple returns tonight, I believe, on the kickoff return team.
He does, and as big a leg as Fuentes has, his kickoffs have been, one went out of the back of the end zone, but the others have been short. So Bingston in, takes the handoff, now gives to the second back. That's McCurdy still on his feet across the 30 to the 32-yard line.
Takes about five or six Carlisle defenders to bring McCurdy down there. McCurdy is small in stature but big in heart. He's a tough running back to bring down. You know, he's a compact, short kid that's pretty muscular and hard to bring down for the opposing team.
So as we've seen them all year, Sheraton continues to operate out of that pistol. They now go four wide, two and two. McCurdy behind Bingston. In motion is Lang, fakes the hand, now gives the hand out to Lang around the left-hand side on the end around, and across the 40, barely across the 40, but more than enough for a first down, 7-yard pickup by D. Lang.
And Ben Moret was the outside receiver on that, and he did a crackback block on the defensive end and the linebacker coming out, and Moret actually held off two defenders there to spring Lang for the big gain.
So Hunter Storm left. left. We go four wide again. Lang goes in motion. The handoff goes to McCurdy over the right side. Cross the 45 to the 47-yard line. Six-yard pickup by McCurdy.
That particular play, or a version of that play, Dwayne, I've noticed as the season progresses, we send Derek Lang in that slot position. He comes in motion on every play, and then that gives Bankston that option of either handing off to Lang for the counter, or what they did there was the quick hit up the middle with it there with McCurdy, and then sometimes, of course, the Bankston will take the ball and keep it himself.
Fakes the handoff, and this time he does take it himself. Takes a hop, grabbed by Spencer Endicott, ankle tackle there, but good for another 2 yards is the run by Bankston. So that was just what you were saying. That time fakes two handoffs and takes it himself around the left-hand side.
Yeah, and it just seems like that's what the game of football has evolved into over the course of, the past 10 years with the spread options in these West Coast offenses. That it's just the football is more of a game of deception now than it is of brute strength.
Yeah, misdirection and try to find the ball and guess. So Hawkinson wide right, Lang goes in motion across the formation. Bankston fakes the handoff, takes it himself, and is met at the line. That's probably going to be a loss of two. Doesn't even get back to the line.
Yeah, it's going to be a bring up a fourth and four at the Sheraton 47, 48-yard line. And you just wonder there whether that's an opportunity for Sheridan. Well, they are going to go for it. Sheridan's going to go for it here. And we do have a score that says Albia 41, I-35, 0. And we've got Pella 21 and Oskaloosa 0. And the Cardinals are up 4-0 in the top of the fourth. There's some updated scores for you.
The pistol turns and fires complete to Hawkinson on fourth down, and that's a conversion across the 50, across the 40, down to the 37-yard line. Big pickup by the Chargers.
That's a good-looking play there. Bankston did the play action to McCurdy out of the backfield, and Hawkinson was lined up in a three-point stance in the tight end position and did nothing but just ran straight down the field, and Bankston did a nice job. Once he did the play action fake, he just pumped to Hawkinson, and it was a nice catch and throw and pitch and catch, as they call it, and not good for a first down.
McCurdy behind Bankston. Hawkinson goes in motion across the formation to the right. Three more steps for Bankston, fires across the middle, and that's a completed pass to D. Wang.
Ben Kennedy with a nice play, and that play, I like what they did. They ran Hawkinson off to the left side, and Hawkinson's going to demand double coverage anywhere he goes. And so in that particular play, Hawkinson's out here left, and he takes the two defenders in the flat, and then that left Kennedy wide open in the seam route down the middle, and there was not a defender 5 yards on either side of Kennedy.
So Moret wide left, Lang in motion, takes the handoff and then gives to McCurdy, goes over right tackle, breaking a tackle across the 15 down to the 14.
This play is working really good on first down there, where they're like we talked about earlier, where he's faking the handoff to Lang in that pistol formation, and he's just giving it to Stephen McCurdy right up the gut. Stephen's picking up 6-7 yards on first down. And you know, Dwayne, as well as I do, and a lot of our football listeners out there, if you can pick up 6 or 7 yards on a first down, it makes it awfully easy on second and short, third and short.
Second and four, give to McCurdy over the left side, tries to take it around the left end, down to the 12, so picks up two there. So third and two. I like third and two better than I like third and 10, but really would have liked him to break one more tackle there and pick up that first down.
Yeah, because it's a long 2 yards here. It's a long third and two. But here again, we're in four different territory on the 10.
Here's the snap. Now they're going to throw out to the right-hand side to Lang. Is wrapped up ankle tackle behind the line of scrimmage.
Actually lost about 2 or 3 yards play.
Yeah, he did.
That was just a throw out. Bankston took the ball and threw it immediately out to Lang in the flat, and the Carlisle defenders were on it, jumped the route pretty quick, and actually tackled Lang for a loss. So brings up a fourth and five, the ball on the 15-yard line here. Big play of the game right here. The Chargers trailing 19-7 here at the 7:05 mark of the third quarter.
So clock continues to move. Hunter Storm wide left, two back beside Bankston. three steps, flush, scrambles, now ball tipped at the line. Pass was intended for Lang, well, either Lang or Hawkinson. Both of them were in the end zone.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'm not sure what had happened there, but, yeah, both of our defender or both of our receivers were running post patterns right in the middle of the end zone. Even if that ball wouldn't have been tipped, there were about four defenders and two receivers over here. So Carlisle will take over first and 10 on the Sheraton 15. Sheraton trails 19-7.
Well, and Christian really didn't have a whole lot of options. LaCoach had tipped the ball at the line, but that was really forced. Pierce now in under center. Snap and a handoff to the first back through. We'll see if we've got a replacement for Herb in that backfield.
Number 24.
That's Kinshaw McMillan, who we've seen a whole lot of in the first half.
Yeah, he started and got the ball, carried the ball quite a bit in the first half as well.
So if we can pick up that second back, but Pierce in under center, turns the hands off to the first back through this time. Again, try to go over right tackle across the 19, now down at right about the 19, 1 yard gain there.
Dwayne, it's going to be interesting to see how, if this makes Carlisle more one-dimensional. You know, they had some success throwing the ball early on in the first quarter today, or to this evening, and then they kind of got away from that because they were having such success running. So, but now, without Urban there, it makes them a little less.
Ball's loose after incomplete pass. Intended for number 34, Jake Epp. So the aerial woes for Carlisle continue to bite them here, and they're going to.
And that was a perfect possession for Sheraton. Carlisle took about 25 seconds off the clock in three plays, and now Sheraton's going to get the ball back. Should have the ball in our own territory, too, depending on what happens with the punt here.
High Dorn to punt.
Boy, that's a good punt.
High punt. McCurdy waving it off, and it takes a Sheraton bounce back to the 50. It bounced at about the 46-yard line and backed up 4 yards before going out of bounds. So Chargers are going to take over with very good field position here.
To be at the 50-yard line. That's a good punt by Hydorn. I was hoping for one of those, maybe a little shank punt here or there, that we'd get the ball on maybe the 40 or be on a short field. But still, having the ball at the 50 is still better than having the ball at your own 20.
Well, and there was some good pressure on the outside. And would have liked to have seen him get a piece of that. But Bingston in. We've got four receivers. McCurdy from behind, and the handoff, though, flag's going to fly, and the play is blown dead.
I think we've got that illegal procedure going on again. And if that's the case, that will be at least the third one of the evening. We're waiting for the call. That's what it is.
It is illegal procedure against the Chargers. I did not see where the movement came from, or it wasn't an illegal shift. They didn't have two men in motion.
I'm not sure.
So.
I'm not sure what took place there either. I was watching Lang going in motion to see how that play was developing, and did not see what had happened up on the line, whether that's where it took place.
So Twins left, Twins right, and Lang goes in motion across the formation. Three more steps back and thrown out. Pass intended for Lang on the far side on just a drag. That was 3 yards deep.
Yeah, that was just a short little pass there to Lang. Now, you know, all of a sudden now we've got that. You were talking earlier about better than third and 10. Well, we've got second and 15, which is almost like a third and 10, but at least you would know. I think in this situation we have to just break this up and go, okay, let's get 7 or 8 yards of whack
and
make this into, you know, get 15 yards in two plays.
Well, and we know at this position, at this point in the game, everything is four down territory. So Bingston takes the snap. Lang is in motion before. Looking downfield, intended, and that's going to be intercepted by Jake Epp. Still on his feet, back across the 50, down to the 40. Tackled by Chase Altenhoffen.
Boy, that was a heck of a pick there by Epp. Is that who that
was? Jake Epp, and he intended for Hawkinson, and it was a pass that we've seen, I don't know how many times this year, completed and would have been good for more than a first down.
Yeah, Epp was in a linebacker position and actually picked that ball off before it ever got to Hawkinson.
Yeah.
Before Hawkinson ever had a chance. It's a good defensive play by Epp.
So first and 10 from the 40, 5:19 to play here in the third quarter. Pierce hands the ball off to Henry Sanders, who's a junior. This is the back that's taken the place of Herb. So Sanders on the carry for about 2 yards.
Yeah, Carlisle's had the ball now for what, four plays? Their last four plays have picked up 2 and 3 yards, and they just seem to be a different ball club out there without Epp in the backfield.
Herb, if you don't have, if all you have to do is key on McMillan, who gets the carry on this play, goes over left tackle across the 35 down to the 32, it's going to be close to a first down. Well, not as close as I thought. They marked him down well short of where the pile ended up being. So it's going to be third down and 2, ball on the 32. They've got to get to the 30 for the first down.
Another big play in this ball game. You know, 4 minutes left in the third quarter, you're starting to feel like, all right, our time is now. It's time to start doing something. Well, it looks like we have a timeout.
And Carlisle has called the timeout. Piper's Candy is perfect for any occasion. They make candy, they wrap candy, they ship candy, and they have a fresh deli, fresh donuts. And they're a grocer, part of the Sheraton community, a landmark for visitors, Piper's old-fashioned grocery and candy store right on the Sheraton Square.
We're also being brought tonight to you by Northridge Assisted Living. As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. Northridge Assisted Living has created an environment which combines and celebrates the memorable aspects of life and creates a new experience in a comfortable, home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Northridge has a warm and caring staff that offers assistance for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. That's Northridge Assisted Living. And the Chargers come out of the timeout now, and Carlisle will bring the ball to the quarterback keeper there on 3rd and 2, and he's going to pick up the first down.
That's the first time we've seen that play out of Pierce here tonight. That's just not something that they've run is that bunch and just everybody forward. But it was good for about 4 yards.
So, it obviously cut the Chargers off balance a little bit there. So.
Yeah, Chargers not expecting that one. 1st and 10 from the 27. Clock moving at 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Pierce under center.
Carlisle's trying to draw us offside, and the boys did a nice job of staying there.
Hand off to Saunders over the left-hand side, still on his feet, breaks a tackle. That's going to be a touchdown, a 27-yard run for Henry Saunders.
Yeah, that was one of those things where we had the back tackled at the line of scrimmage, and he just kept driving his feet and broke the tackles, and that's what happens when you keep your feet driving. So it's a touchdown, Carlisle. That puts the score at 25-7 with 3:45 remaining in the third period. And the point after attempt will be attempted here by
Jose Fuentes. Spot is down. The kick is up. It's high enough.
It's definitely high.
But it was wide left. So Fuentes' PAT attempt, again, no good. So with 3:45 to play here in the third quarter, the score, your Sheraton Chargers 7, Carlisle 25.
They've had some tough times trying to get that extra point tonight. I was sitting down with our head baseball coach, Jake Schroeder, in the first quarter, and when Carlisle scored tonight, we heard the big cheer come up from the other side of the Carlisle fans over there, and we couldn't figure out why there was such a big cheering section for that extra point. Well, now we know why, that they made the extra point. They've obviously had some difficulties making extra points this season. So the
Carlisle tonight, they line up 5 yards behind where the ball is marked here at the 40 for this kickoff, and then they run this. Everybody runs up in a bunch like they're going to fake an onside kick, and then everybody stops and backs up. So I imagine they'll do it again here. And here they come up, and then back they go. So, again, now Fuente is ready to kick. McCurdy stands back on his own 5-yard line. And the kick is away, high, end over end. McCurdy takes it at his 5, back across the 10 to the 15. Breaks a tackle at 17 around the corner, across the 25 to the 30, 32-yard line. A little late on the tackle there at the end, but it even pops right up.
Good return by McCurdy. And I was noticing about Fuentes, he may not be an accurate leg, but he's got a pretty strong leg, doesn't he?
That's pretty accurate. That's right off.
He kicked that. I mean, that was almost the perfect kick because he kicks it right down to the 5-yard line where you have to take it. You know,
yep.
You have to bring it out.
Yep. So Bingston in and takes a snap, turns, hands off to McCurdy, across the 35, maybe 35 and a half yard line. Got a 3-yard pickup for Steven on first down, second down and 7. Clock moving here at 3:23.
You know, in looking back at what this quarter, Sheraton has pretty well controlled this quarter. You know, we've driven the ball up and down the field but don't have any points to show for it, and Carlisle hasn't really done anything, but yet they got the touchdown to show the points. That's a disappointment for the Chargers, obviously.
Snap to Christian, still on his feet, turns, fires to Lang on the outside. Pass is going to be completed for a very short gain before Derek goes out of bounds. We'll see where they end up spotting it.
It's going to be about a 3rd and 7 here.
Yeah, 3rd and, yeah. So he got about 0.5 yard as the net gain of that. And picked the stick up and sat it back down on the far side.
Yeah. Change the dial
from
second, third down, and that's about all he had to do. But it was a nice play. It actually looked like it got more yards than what it did.
Yeah, it sure did. Hawkinson wide right, looking downfield, intended, and is going to be intercepted by number 8, Josh Hagedorn. Carlisle goes out of bounds, and the ball was thrown behind Derek Lang, who was the intended receiver there, and Hagedorn just really made a nice move on the ball and picked
that's
it up.
That's been two very well nice plays by the Carlisle defenders here in the last 2 times when they picked Bankston off. So
I think the Carlisle defenders have made more catches than the Carlisle offense has.
Yeah.
And those were two really nice catches.
Well, they're getting better balls thrown to them. How about that?
That's very true.
Bankston's thrown a better ball to them than their own quarterback has there the last 2 times. But that, I mean, they're good. They're fine throws by Christian. Carlisle's just reading the coverage and jumping the route.
So Allen on the carry, and he goes over right tackle, still off to the races on his feet. Touchdown, Carlisle, 41 yards. For Kenshaw McMillan.
And all of a sudden, our defense is just kind of falling apart here on us.
And that's McMillan's first touchdown of the season.
Wow. Just right up the middle. I'm not sure where all our linebackers were at. Well, I know where Tyler Nance was at. He was down on the ground being tackled, and he got up right in front of the referee and was hollering, begging for a holding call because he was tackled. But he didn't get the call, and the touchdown stands, and Fuentes will attempt the PAT again, and this one looks like it's right down the middle, and it is. So 31-7, with 2.5 minutes, 2:43 to go in the third quarter, and we're going to go through a list of some of our sponsors for tonight's ball game. Windstream Communications, and we have Bingham Construction. Give Roger a call if you need some work done. CNC Cycle. We got Community First Credit Union. We got Hammer Medical. Lots of the same companies that are always helping sponsor the Sheraton Charger football.
Windstream, Pierce Tucker Funeral Home, Ma and Pa Convenience Store at the junction of Highway 34 and 65 there in Lucas.
Belzer Equipment, Johnson Machine Works. You know, Johnson's built this press box that we're in. Beautiful press box. In fact, it's kind of the pride of Iowa. I've heard a lot of schools, a lot of big schools say, wow, you guys have got the best press box we've ever seen. And it is pretty nice. That's built by Johnson's Machine Works. And I was up in the Johnson suite right here right before during halftime, enjoying it. It was nice and warm up there.
They have heat up there.
Yes, yes.
Hey.
Yeah, they have heat up there. So.
Well, I think anywhere we go on the road to call a game, it's never as nice as it is here at home. So Fuente's ready to kick. They fake the onside once again. Yeah, Mark thinks they're going to do it. I don't know that they're ever going to do it up 32-7. But
maybe next week against Norwalk. That ought to be a pretty heated rivalry game, usually Norwalk-Carlisle next week.
There's the kick, and it's going to go out of bounds.
Dylan Sanders does a nice job of letting that go out of bounds. That's a good call.
And
It was. The ball was just kind of – he watched it and made sure it was going to go out of bounds.
I mean,
it's still tough.
It's one of those where, you know, you're playing third base and the ball's rolling down the baseline.
Exactly.
You got to figure out whether or not, you know –
you field it or do you not? And Sanders did a nice job of letting it go out of bounds. I don't know how else to say that. He did the correct thing by letting it go out of bounds.
That's right. Well, as opposed to – McCurdy catching at the 2.
Because the ball went out of bounds at the 20, and now the ball is at the 35. So
handoff to McCurdy, goes over the right side. Ball at the 35. So McCurdy takes it up to about the 39.
Now, it'd be interesting, Dwayne. I was mentioning here the two series ago when we were getting the ball and we were getting big games on first down, would be, you know, to bring up second and 3 or second and 4. Well, now McCurdy picked up 4 on that, so now we've got a 2nd and 6. Let's see if that momentum carries over. You know, it's a shorter distance now on 2nd and 6. If we can bring up a 3rd and 1, or better yet, get the first down, it's important to continue to move the ball here for the Chargers.
Palmer wide left, hand off to McCurdy, tries to go over the left-hand side and is met by a wall of Carlisle players.
That's not what we needed there on that second down call. So now it's 3rd and 6 after no gain on the play. So these 3rd and 6 down plays, you know, the Carlisle defense can just sit back there and know, okay, well, here comes the run, or here comes that counter to Lang, you know.
Or throw the ball across the middle to TJ, which they picked off. So we'll see which one. We go trips right. Hawkinson goes in motion across the formation. 3-step drop and throw out to Hawkinson. That's complete across the 48.
Now that should be the flag, but they didn't call it.
He was way out of bounds when he was finally brought down. And TJ, gentleman as always, helps his tackler up after being dragged down out of bounds. So first down for the Chargers. Ball's going to be spotted at the 49-yard line. Nice pickup there.
Nice play by Hawkinson. That's a different route that they were running. They weren't running him across the middle, but they let him run that down and out where he's not so clogged up in the middle with other defenders. He was a single coverage there instead of double and triple teamed.
4 receivers. Handoff goes to
Moret. Slot position.
Yeah, Moret came in motion, and so the snap.
Turned it back up field on that first down play. He picked up nothing, so now we've got a 2nd and 10. Yeah, I talked to Charlie's dad a little while ago at halftime, and I asked, Charlie Palmer is not punting tonight. T.J. Hawkinson is. And Brian Palmer told me that Charlie hurt his knee during the fall. You know, Charlie's a heck of a baseball pitcher, and we'll continue here after this play.
Moret goes in motion. 3-step drop by Bengston. Now rolling to his right, pass completed.
To Kinnunen,
and that's going to be a first down.
That's a nice play of Christian keeping his eyes downfield and keeping the play moving and finding Kinnunen open in the spot. He kind of sat down in the spot in the zone there that was open. So
yeah. Well, Ben knew that Christian and turned around and looked at it, moved with him, and came back to the ball.
Yeah, that's nice.
Keep moving away.
That's a nice job. So Charlie Palmer is in now, as Mark had talked about that. But, yeah, anyway, Charlie hurt his knee during some fall baseball, and his knee's banged up a little bit. Bad enough, I guess, that it bothers him punt, but it's okay for him to be in there as a wide receiver as he is now.
So Moret goes in motion.
three-step drop. There's a pump fake and now throws down to TJ in and out of the hands, just out of his fingertips at the six-yard line.
And Hawkinson had his man beat there but just couldn't hold on to it. It's one of those things where he's falling down, running backwards, turning around, trying to find the ball, falling down. Too many things to do all at once.
Well,
and then to have to catch the ball besides.
Had the defender run into him and popped the ball up in the air, he probably would have caught it in the first half.
Yeah, Hawkinson had those two catches in the first half that were about as good as I've seen a high school kid make. Just good concentration.
So TJ goes wide right, four receivers, fakes the handoff, gives to McCurdy, still on his feet, spinning around at the 35 down to the 30.
I'm glad you could see little Steven, because I could. There he is. I still couldn't see him. Even after all that, he finally got up from the bottom of the pile. I could not see Steven.
So that was a nice pickup there on second down, and that's going to be the end of the quarter. So the score stands at Carlisle 32, Sheraton 7, with one quarter left to play in this playoff atmosphere, really, for tonight. We will take a quick break here, maybe hand it over to Mark for a commercial. Since we've been talking, we'll hand it over to Mark for a commercial. Thanks for hopping on for a quarter.
It's good to call the game with you, Dwayne. I enjoyed it, and missed you last week because that's what Mark and I were talking last week. That I thought it'd be kind of cool for you and I to get to call a quarter together. So I enjoyed it as well.
You can try this.
It's fun. All righty. Well, you guys have a great evening. Let's go Chargers.
You bet.
Thanks, Brian Storm, for helping us out here for a quarter. Give me a little bit of a break. I appreciate that. I got to go to the bathroom.
Hey, speaking of.
So, tonight's game being brought to you by Southtown Auto, by Midwest Heritage Bank, and by the Sheraton Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. You're having too much fun today.
Oh, so
don't even ask. I won't ask.
So, handoff to McCurdy across the 30 down to the 27-yard line.
Sheraton desperately needs to get back on the scoreboard here with this one, or it's all been over, I think.
Yes, I agree.
And so it's got a fourth down and one ball on the 30-yard line. They've got 30 yards to go for a score. You and Brian are a good team. I enjoy listening to you two.
I should have let Brian do the fourth quarter with you.
We did all last game. That was good. Over the middle on this, fire slant to TJ Hawkinson down to the 20, enough for a first down plus a little bit. That's our favorite play. I'd be running that all night. That'd be my.
And that's a tough play to stop when he's got position on his defender. With such a big body, he creates that screen on that quick angle. And, first and 10, here we go at the 19.
When I was coaching college football at Iowa Lakes College, back to pass now, looking for Hawkinson in the end zone. Does he make the catch?
Touchdown,
TJ Hawkinson. Touchdown, Sheraton Chargers. Yellow! He looked that one right into his hands, into the corner of the end zone for a touchdown. I said they needed to get this one in the end zone or it was all over with, and they went right down and did it. 10:58 left to play here in the fourth quarter, and the Chargers get on the board. And in ER, Edward Rodigan comes in to make the attempt on the extra point. High snap, but it ends up getting blocked. It took just a little bit too long for Aaron Kane to bring it down. So our score now is Carlisle 32 and Sheraton 13. This game's not over yet. Stay with us because this momentum might shift a little bit. Edward will get the ball and kick it out again. This game being brought to you by Red Hall Realty. Out on the highway 34 bypass, stop in and see them. Danco Sporting Goods in Centerville, Water Autos The Motor Inn in Knoxville, Piper's Grocery and Candy by Hammer Medical, right on the south side of the Sheraton Square. Got a fun one to read.
Read that one.
Yeah, go for it.
Steve Bunch and the Sales Associates, Motor Inn of Knoxville, look forward to helping you find your next vehicle. Let them put you in the vehicle of your dreams. Motor Inn of Knoxville on Highway 14 North, Knoxville, Iowa.
We found another one. Bingham Construction. Trust your next building project to a winning team. Bingham Construction. Call Roger Bingham at 641-203-0578. They will get the job done. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is here to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, cfirstyourvoice.com. Here's the kickoff. It's going to be picked up by McMullen. And now, Hoffman, I think, boy, came close
well,
to.
Quinn Storm was really close to covering that. Just not fielded in and out of the hands.
So it'd be first and 10 for Carlisle. I thought, whoa, we're going to get another break there. That would have been a gigantic break.
That would have been.
The clock is as much an opponent right now to the Chargers as is the Wildcat team from Carlisle. 32-13, Sheraton trails. This is not the last game of the season, Dwayne, but it is the last district game for Sheraton. Kind of weird how the schedule ended up with a non-district game at the end of the season. Pierce takes the snap, hands off to McMullen. He takes it across the 30 to maybe the 31 or 32, see where the spot is, but about a 4 or 5 yard gain, 4 yard gain, second down and 6.
Well, and
he lost it.
Yeah.
Second down and 6, ball on the 28. 72 yards to go for a score for Carlisle. We need a stop here. Need a defensive stop. Even better if we could cause a fumble, punching that ball out, a la the Chicago Bears.
Pierce under center, turns and hands off to McMullen.
And it's picked up by the Chargers by DK, by Brad Klutzinger. Did I call that? I said they needed a score. They got the score. They needed a fumble. They got the fumble. I'm feeling two plays and into the end zone.
So Sheraton's going to take over with the ball on the 22. this is a big opportunity for the Chargers to put another 7 points back up on the board here.
So the Chargers come up to the line. Tyler Nance centers the ball. His brother to his left. Here's the snap back to Bankson. Bankson moves to his right. He finds T.J. Hawkinson. He picks it down to about the 15-yard line. Signed up for a first down, but moved the chains. A really nice job of Trevin Nance on the weak side, protecting his quarterback. Coming back there, big number 66. Put a hit on the man coming in from that far side, the defensive end, and gave Christian just that much more time. You got to like that. From the pistol, long count, snap, give it to McCurdy. McCurdy takes it straight south towards the end zone. Sheraton going from our left to our right.
That's going to move the chains. First down.
And outside the 10, so it'll be first and 10 from the 11 or the 12-yard line. So Sheraton can actually get a first down without scoring a touchdown. You have,
it looks like the ball's going to be spotted on the 11. Lamarck goes to the binoculars. Hunter Storm splits wide left. Hawkinson in at tight end. Lang goes in motion, fakes the handoff. Bingston rolling and looking. Completed pass.
Touchdown.
It was Hawkinson released out of that tight end spot on just this little drag down to the corner.
Yumbo!
There's
Yumbo time, boys and girls. That makes our score 19-32. Sheraton can draw this to within two scores. Well, they're already within two scores. They're going to go for two. Here's the snap, man in motion. Back to pass. Looking to the right side. Got Lang. Is he in? They're going to say
he was down very close.
The completion, the pass was completed. He got right down to the goal line but didn't get in. So Sheraton trails by 13. That's not the end of the world. And feel free to call me the prophet there. What do you think?
What do you got next? I am. What do you got next?
Onside kick.
Well, Carlisle's sure been practicing their onside kick run-up. Let's see if the Chargers can execute one here, because they really need to create another turnover.
Tonight's game being brought to you by Mac Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass. If you haven't been out there yet, they have quite a selection of power tools. It's right. Remember, is it Tim Allen had that?
Tim Taylor?
Okay. Man, he would love it there. He would love this store. I mean, they've got the power out there. It is a neat store. So, Edward Rodigan, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, the hands team for Carlisle is all uptight.
Yep.
And they are going to kick it away. It's going to bounce. Fielded at the 17 is McMillan, and is run out of bounds on the far side. Hard to tell where he finally stepped out over there. It's going to be close to the 30, I think.
Do you know how McMillan pronounces his first name?
I'm going to go with Kachan.
K-I-C-H-A-N-H.
I'm going with Kachan.
I don't think I've ever seen that name before.
No, I haven't. It's the first for me as well.
First and 10, ball on the 26. Under 10 minutes to play in this one. Sheraton trailing by 13, 19-32.
Pierce under center. Handoff to McMillan. And at least a three-yard gain, gets close to the 30. He just put his shoulder down and went right back into the back of the line. About a four-yard gain, second down and six, ball on the 30 mark. And you know what we've been seeing a whole lot of here is Pierce handing off to his backers, like the funeral home. It's a Pierce backer backfield.
Pierce turns
and hands off to he faked a handoff and took that one himself, tried to go over the left tackle, and was wrapped up after about a three-yard gain. So it's going to bring up third and three, ball on the 33.
I'm still reeling from that punt. That was off. You weren't here a week ago because you were at the Bears game.
Yeah, I was.
How was that?
It was cold. They beat the Lions, though. It was a gorgeous night.
Uh-huh.
I haven't been to a night game for a long time. It was really, really nice.
There's a reason why you don't go to night games in Chicago off the lake. Because it's cold
after this time of year. I mean, that heat wave had come through. Carlisle's going to take a timeout here. That heat wave had still come through and was hanging around, and it was probably about 65. And I went old school. I had a short sleeve shirt on, and I didn't take my shirt off and go bare chested. Everyone was appreciating that. But it was a really, really nice night, and Bears came out on the right side. And like I said, Marshall paid his $10,000 fine, and it was a whole lot of fun.
Good, huh?
Yep. Black Unicorn caught a touchdown pass, and it was all fun.
It's been a while since you took me to a Bears game. I'm just saying.
I got four Packer tickets for sale. They're going for about $550 on StubHub right now.
I liked it better when you would just give me a ticket. Dwayne's family has
season tickets.
When you try to explain that on the radio,
it's my wife's family's tickets, but we own some of them.
And the thing that was interesting about that whole thing when you were telling me was
they had to buy the licensing rights to buy the ticket.
Yeah, we had to. Yep, we own one third of two seats. My wife and I do.
Okay,
so here's
the middle.
Yeah,
not going to get it.
He's
going to be stopped, and they're going to have to punt this one away. I mean, I would not. Well, they give him a good spot. He's a yard short. I don't know whether they're going to do it or not, but that's really interesting to me how you had to buy that licensing thing when they remodeled Soldier Field.
Yeah, when they remodeled, we bought personal seat licenses, but we only had to pay it one time as opposed to wanting to buy season tickets at the University of Iowa. You got to make a big donation every year for the right to buy season tickets.
Here's the putt. This one.
And it's rated high, and you were looking for that shank before and got it this time.
He shanks a lot on that one.
And that was maybe a 13-yard punt. It goes out of bounds at the 50. Chargers are going to take over in really good shape here.
So first and 10, right on midfield. The nose of the ball. The ball is mostly still in Sheraton territory, but the ball is right on the 50. If it were Canadian football, it'd be on the 55.
Be on the 55.
I mean, we feel the need to do that. In the third quarter, Pella leads Oskaloosa for the district championship 28-0.
Laying out the motion, handoff to McCurdy over the left side. Picks up 10, well, not quite 10, about 9, down to the 41-yard line. Really nice job. I mean, Stephen was wrapped up after only about 5 and just kept bowling his way down for another 4 after that. And we've got a official's timeout for an injury.
Carlisle's number 44, Nolan Volstead, who's done a nice job tonight.
Yep.
Really slow getting up, man.
He's got a bunch of tackles and interceptions.
And he's walking slowly off to the side. I wouldn't be surprised if we had I mean, just the way that he's, like, he's not really sure where he's at. Mike Farley, who played for the Bellevue Comets when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Before the days when, you know, you got your bell rung, you stayed in.
Right.
He got his bell rung really big time, and he got up, and he went to the huddle, and he was in the wrong huddle. and the opposing captain on the other team, here's the snap back to Banks and fakes the handoff, looking downfield, and it's picked off. And it's picked off at the 30, he's at the 35, and the 40-yard line, dropped at the 40-yard line.
That was Henry Sanders with that interception.
But anyway, Mike went back to the wrong island, and the captain of the opposing team looked at him, and you know, what do you see? He said, what do you want, a cookie? One of the great lines of all time. Davis County. And it's got a final. He's got a win, 26-21 over PCM. And Albia, 62, the Roadrunners of I-35, 6.
So Pierce in under center, takes the snap, turns, and fires across the middle. Pass going to be incomplete. And stop the clock. And that's a kind of an interesting call here. With the lead and time on your side to put the ball in the air when they're barely completing 30% of their passes and knowing the clock's going to stop in that kind of situation.
We've got a penalty going against, I think it's an illegal substitution on Carlisle. What other score, Coach Kekmarinski's Pella Christian Eagles are beating Colfax Mingo 6-0. I was looking at this. What?
So it's going to be first down and 15.
As opposed to second down and 10.
Second down and 10. I'd just as soon decline that. Maybe they aren't allowed to decline that penalty, but I'd just as soon have second and 10 and the clock stopped. Sooner you can get the ball back, and there's a wrap up on the play. That's going nowhere. They tried to go over left tackle with number 47, Chase Shanahan. He's a sophomore on that carry.
A nice job by the whole Sheraton line, but Pavel Garvazov really doing a nice job of wrapping him up. Quinn Storm helping out on that side as well as Zach McElroy. And
You got to like that. They're playing really well. Aaron Kane goes wide on the left defensively.
Put the ball in the air, and that's going to be a completed pass. Breaks two tackles and is brought down by Garbazov after about a 12-yard gain. Pass completed number 34, Jake Epp. So Epp converts on a play that they really needed to salt this one away. I mean,
That was a big first
down.
That
really was a big first down. Sheraton had them pinned deep in their own territory. So Wildcats break huddle. Pearson under center. Takes the snap, turns, and fires across and incomplete.
There's our favorite play, but run by Carlisle instead of the Chargers. Jim Frank informs us that in the third quarter, Norwalk is leading Knoxville 28-14. I kind of expected that to be a little bit more of a spread than that.
Yeah, I'd have taken the points. Official time out.
Oh, they're looking something over here. I don't know what. You have Tyler Nance making a few steps towards the Charger bench, but then going right back out on.
Well, you know, I don't know what that was all about. Pearson under center.
Second and 10.
Turns and hands off to McMullen. Tries to go over the right side. Is wrapped up by a host of Chargers. About a one-yard gain. Gets. We'll see where they give him credit, but I think he does cross the midfield stripe. It's going to bring up third down at 8, Mark.
I think that it was really hard to see on the far side there who made the tackle. Derek Lang was in on it, so Aaron Kane as well. And probably Brad Kretzinger over there, Ben Kinnanen. Nice job. It was a good group effort over there.
Pierce under center. Turns and fires on the slant and is a completed pass. Breaks one tackle, finally brought down by Hunter Storm. Bradley Haydorn, the punter, the senior, on the reception there, and that's a big play from the 47 all the way down to the 26.
The Sheraton Chargers will be hosting to the season finale. They'll be hosting the Fairfield Trojans next week. Fairfield and Centerville are locked up in a tough game. Tonight in the third quarter, it's Centerville 21, Fairfield 20.
Pierce under center. Takes and hands off to the first back. Chase Shanahan, again, the ball carrier, tries to go over left tackle. Gets across the 25 down to the 24. Second down and 5. And then second down and about 4. I'm going to give them a little more than 5 yards on that. I guess they spot the ball on the 23. And this sustained drive here by Carlisle, converting on third down a couple of different times, takes the snap, and McMillan over left tackle across the 20, 15, 10.
5.
Down across the 5 before he's finally tackled down. Ball's going to be spotted at the 4, first and goal from the 4. A 19-yard run by McMullen there.
So, need a big stop. Got to have a stopper. 3:40 left to play. This clock-consuming drive by Carlisle has really been an effective play for them. And even more...
McMullen takes the handoff, goes over left tackle, and was across before we even saw it go through.
So that pretty much nails this one. Sheraton trailing now 19-34, trailing by 19 points, or 38 rather. And Fuentes in for the kick or no? Nope, they're going to go for 2 out of the shotgun. Pierce takes the snap, back to pass. Looking to his right, has a man open, and it's good. So 19-40 now with
3 minutes, 31 seconds left on the clock. And the chances of the Chargers going on to the playoffs seem to be evaporating right in front of us. Tonight's game being brought to you by Judd's Ranch House in Lacona, by the Lucas County Health Center, and by Mac Hardware. Also by Red Hall Realty, Smith Body Shop, and by the Zolderman family, Ben Franklin store on the north side of the Sheraton Square.
You know, I don't like moral victories. They're any fun. Ties are like kissing your sister. But if you'd have told me at the beginning of the year that we'd have gone into this game
with a chance
to go to the playoffs, you know, I don't know that I'd have taken it because I'm never satisfied. But it's certainly better than it's been the last several years.
Oh, yeah.
We've been doing this for a long time, and
we had a couple of seasons that were undefeated in the regular season.
Yep. I love winning, man. You know, it's better than losing. It's better than losing. Another fake onside kick by Carlisle, and then
there's been a couple of things that other teams have done this year that just drive me nuts. Add this to the list.
This is definitely one of them.
Maybe at the top of the list.
There's the kick by Fuentes. It takes a hop and is kicked around a little bit, and now picked up by Lang, still on his feet at the 20, and stood up. Finally brought down at the 20-yard line.
A Carlisle player ended up with the ball somehow.
Andrew Burnett, a sophomore, ripped the ball away, but I think they said his forward progress was stopped, so it's going to be Charger ball, first and 10 on the 19, on their own 19.
3:25 left to play. Chargers trailing by 21 points, a score of 40-19. Carlisle with the lead. Twins left, a Twins right, back to pass. Bankson looking downfield, looking for Kinnunen, and Kinnunen was being held. The guy had two hands around him and keeping him from going anywhere, right in front of the side judge. Not quite sure why nothing got called there. Now, you know, it's going to be interesting, too, to see how the Chargers come back next week on a game that before had no real significance as a non-district game at the last game of the season. But in addition to it, with no playoff hopes at all, we had all kinds of movement and a little slow snap on that one. Everybody was making the rounds on that one. You got the whole thing there. What's Fairfield's record?
Fairfield is 2-3, 3-4 on the year.
Okay, so identical to Sheraton.
Right.
But in a district that is quite a bit easier than Sheraton's.
Yes.
Okay. Are they the one with Washington, though?
Yeah, Washington, Williamsburg, Centerville, Fairfield, Fort Madison, Keokuk, Mount Pleasant.
Okay, back to pass again. Off to the right side. Get Lang, and incomplete.
Intended for McCurdy, goes out of his hands. I think he did make the catch, but I think he was out of bounds by the time he actually brought it in.
The top of that district is tough.
Yep.
But after you get out to the first two, it's down quite a bit. I think probably Sheraton, Centerville, Norwalk, and Winterset, any of them could be contenders to be in third place in that district easily.
Oh, yeah. I think if Sheraton's in that district, they make the playoffs easy.
Easy. Back to pass. Now, Bankston again, he's in some trouble. He's scrambling to get around and decides better of throwing it and takes the loss. And it's going to bring up a fourth down. Fourth down and now 11 to go. Under 3 minutes to play. Double stakes, meaning they got to get past two different ones. And Hawkinson will kick it away. Yeah, you're down by 21 points in the fourth quarter, and you're going to kick. That pretty much is we're done. Here's the punt. And
well, that's the
50 all the way down to the 40 to the 35. A beautiful punt pushes them back, and maybe we'll prove 48 yards on that punt. Nice kick. But 2:28 left to play here in this one, and a 21-point, three touchdown, and all the extra points to tie this one up. It's they've got the work cut out for them, Dwayne. Nice job by the line tonight, but that Carlisle line oftentimes being able to get in and force Christian to make the passes on the run rather than set up and having a little more time to look over the whole situation.
Yeah, Christian felt some pressure back there. He still made some excellent passes and had some passes dropped, but he's not been able to just do whatever he wanted back there. Hand off to number 26, tries to go over right tackle. It's another new name. Peyton Stevens, the sophomore, takes that hand off and goes for about a 1 yard, maybe 2 yard gain over the right side. Going to be second down and 8, ball on the 37 yard line.
Folks, if you're listening to us via the internet or on the radio and are not at this game, to see Pierce go under center the way he does, he's almost in a catcher squat. I mean, he is really down low.
And so there's a handoff to the second back through, across the 40, across the 45 is Chase Shanahan. And you compared it earlier in the game to the way Seneca Wallace used to set up underneath center. Seneca, I'm not sure whether Seneca really retired before football season for the NFL this year or not. He was going to, and then his agent said he did, and then Seneca said he didn't. And so I'm not sure what.
I thought he got picked up by the Packers.
Yeah, you know, is he? Well,
I think he got picked up by the Packers.
So
a quarterback keeper up the middle for the first down, and that should do it. With 1:09 left to play, and first down.
And that's a while behind. So once they spot the ball and run the clock, I think there's probably going to, there's going to need to be one more play.
The Melcher Dallas Lennox game, that was a honey of one. Melcher Dallas 34, Lennox 33. Taking the knee, some of the linemen shake hands with one another as they might have to get one more play in. Yep, they're going to have to get one more play in.
But they took that snap in the victory formation, running back about 7 yards deep, and everybody huddled around. Pierce takes the snap, takes a knee, flips the ball to the official.
And if they take their time, yep.
And that'll do it.
That should do it, and that's going to be the game. They shouldn't have to put another one in to play. Our final score from Reynolds Field, the 269th game played on the field. Our final score, Carlisle extends their lead in the series to 5-3, and Carlisle pretty much seals up a spot in the playoffs. Sheraton will not be going to the playoffs this year. The final score is Carlisle 40 and Sheraton 19. They took the score off so fast, I looked over there, and it's nothing to nothing. We're starting the game over. Tonight's game was brought to you by our fine sponsors, including Windstream, Piercebacher Funeral Home, the Mom and Pop Convenience Store in Lucas, Southtown Auto, Midwest Heritage Bank, and Barbed Wire and Lace.
Sheraton Nursing and Rehab, Northridge Living Center, Sheraton Hy-Vee, the Felderman Family, Ben Franklin, Danco Sporting Goods, and Water Auto.
Being brought to you tonight by Smith Body Shop, Red Hall Realty, Piper's Grocery and Candy, Motor Inn of Knoxville, Mack Hardware, and the Lucas County Health Center.
Judd's Ranch House, Johnson Machine Works, Belzer Equipment, Hanson's Isle Realty, Hammer Medical, Community First, CNC Cycle, and Bingham Construction.
And First Baptist Church
and
of Russell.
That's right.
So, thanks for joining us tonight. The final score, sure, 10-19, and they took it down. What is it? 40-19. 40-19, so we have one game left this season for the Sheraton Chargers to close out the regular season with an opponent that I think Sheraton should have a real good chance with, the Fairfield Trojans. But I'm sure that the Fairfield Trojans are saying, hey, we've got a real chance with the Sheraton Chargers. Should be a good game. Carlisle played very well. Sheraton had a little sluggish, especially on offense. But as always, we want to thank Brian Storm for helping us out, Jim Frank back at the studio, Joe Millage back in the studio for us. Dwayne, awesome job as always. I love it when you make the journey to Sheraton and join me in the booth. I appreciate that.
We didn't get the result we wanted tonight, but kids played hard and made some good plays when they needed to, I thought, and defense just couldn't. That drive at the end there for Carlisle just really took it out. When they really needed to make a long, sustained drive,
they
just put it away, they did, and that was really the end of the game.
Yeah, it was so well done by Carlisle. Well played game, good game plan for the Carlisle Wildcats.
This is going to be my last night of the year because I'm going to be gone next week. So you'll have Brian with you in the booth next week for family night.
Did I know that?
Yeah, you did.
Oh.
Yeah, because I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Ah.
So I will sign off for my last time, and I have really enjoyed working this season with you and with Brian, with Jim, and thanks to Joe as well. So that'll be all for me, but thanks.
Okay, well, thanks so much to Dwayne Johnson, the best color guy in Southern Iowa anyway, for sure. This is Mark Felderman. Until next week, hey, we'll see you in church. Good night, everybody. KIIC, all the scores,
one station.